We are on top of Amud Beis, four lines from the top. So just to get back into it, make two points before we get into the Gemara. And that is, we spoke about Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman, he held... Rav Nachman back in the top of Lamed Aleph Aleph, the Mishnah over there, where he came out, his shita is that there's no Zika, even if one brother, there's no Zika. Okay, and as a result, our Mishnah over here, which was on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Aleph, we were speaking about, so he came out that we had, just to quickly go over the case again, we had Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Reuven, Shimon married to the sisters, Levi to the Nachri, Stachana, we said. And if first, the classic case of the Mishnah is, that's not for sure that's okay, that's if Reuven first divorces his wife Leah, and after that Levi dies, his wife Chana falls to Reuven, he does Yibum on her, but at this point he's no longer married, he already divorced Leah. And therefore, after Reuven dies, not a problem for Chana, who he did even with, now to go to Shimon, because she's not a tsaras erva, to Leah, because when Reuven married Chana, did even on her, Leah she was already divorced. Okay, so that's the classical case of the Mishnah, and we extended it according to Rav Nachman, that even in the case where first Levi dies and falls to Reuven, but there was so there's a Zika there, whatever, but he ordained Zika, not a problem, and falls to him, and then he divorces only after that, divorces Leah, then he actually marries Chana, and that's called Girish V'Charka Kanas. And then Reuven dies, falls again, then Chana falls to Shimon, that's also okay. And therefore, the final thing, when the Mishnah said, Zohi Shamru, what is it coming to ask? Well, when is it not good? So it's not good if Levi dies, then Reuven actually was Kones first Chana. So right now, Chana is the Saras Erva, because they're both now the wives of Reuven. Only then is he divorced Leah. That's when Chana becomes Aser to Shimon. So Zoe's to say this mutter, and what's Aser comes to exclude this case. This is what the case that is Aser, where Reuven is actually Kones Chana, and only afterwards the divorce is Leah. Okay, that's what we did yesterday. Now, one other thing to introduce this next piece we're doing now, and that is the Gemara, way back in Daf Gimel, brought a stira. This stira was from the first Mishnah in the Masechet, where it says also Lashakulan Imesu Aminu Niskarshu Tarasea Mutaros. That was the first Mishnah. So the Gemara raised the stira that it's Mashra from over there, that in our case that we have over here, that if Levi dies first and Shimon, even if Reuven is Kones first, the Yavama, and only afterwards divorces the wife Leah, so Kones Vacharka Kirish, even that's Mutter. On Kedei Kaplis, where their mom is living together as his wives, but since Reuven first divorced Leah, and they were living together, but first he was Kones, they were living together, and then only afterwards divorced Leah, and then he died, they're still Mutter. So Gemara raises a stira, yet over here, as we've seen, that's not the case. The best case scenario with their mutter is only if first he divorces Leah. Okay, again, Levi dies first, and then Chana falls to Reuven. First he divorces the sister Leah, and only then he marries Chana. Only then that's okay. But if he first marries her, and then they become their tsaras, and only afterwards he divorces, that not. So it's a stira, because over there in the first Mishnah, even that's okay. So Gemara raises a stira, and the Gemara brings two Amoraim that what they do with this problem, with the stira. And we have Rabbi Yirmiya and Rava. This all goes back to Daf Yud Gimel. So now we're going to plug those shitas into Rav Nachman and Rav Ashi, which we have over here in our Gemara. Okay, so that's where we're holding. So Gemara says, four lines from the top, Hanicha Isavar Ki Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rav Nachman Again, he's the one that holds that there is Ein Zik or whatever. And the way we explained what he's holding here, that's only it only works, it's only fine if it's if he's first Megarish and then he's Konish.
What line is this?
Fourth line from the top.
So
Anicha Yisavar La Rabbi Yirmiyah. So if you want to say that I'm not going to hold like Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Amar Tavra Umisha Shanazu Lo Shanazu the High Tana Savar Misa Mapelas the High Tana Savar Nisuin Arishonim Mapilim. Then we're okay because Zogi in our Mishnah is Lameute Kanas Ulebesof Girish, meaning. So Rabbi Yirmiyah, how does he take care of the steer again? That the first Mishnah says, even if he's first Kanish Achar Girish, it's okay. She's Mukhanez Mutter. And whereas here we see the Tzasser. That they nachanami, Tana Misha Sashanuzon Tanazu. There are two different Tanaim. It's a steer, and we're leaving it as a steer. Just two different, one Tana, the first Mishnah held it as Mutter. And one Tana, what's the Machloikis, the Nukudas of Machloikis? The Gemara says here, what's mapil? In other words, where at what point do we look at the wives of Reuven? So if you look at it at Mitza, that Mitza mapil, it means we look when Reuven dies. What's the matzav right now when Reuven dies? So if Reuven dies, we said okay, right now he only has Kana, right? Because he even though let's say he had already did Yibum, so he had two wives now. He had Kana who did Yibum and Leah. He had them both, but then he divorced Leah, and then he died. Okay, so right now when he died, what's the matzah? You go look at Misa. Well, right now he's only married to Chana. She's not a tzaras there, but anybody, because he divorced Leah. True, at one point they were living together, both his wives, but since he divorced Leah, now Chana's the only one. And so when he dies, Chana's the only one, so then she's Motzer to Shimon. That's the first Mishnah on our Mitzvah. Okay, that's called Mitzah Mapela. Whereas over here, this Tana held, no, he held Nisuin, meaning we don't go by at Misa, you go by when Reuven did a Yibum on Chana, at that point, what's the Matzah? Well, at that point, he was still married to Leah also. So this Tzaras Erva, so that even though afterwards he ends up divorcing her, that doesn't matter, it's like too late or whatever, there she was already Tzaras Erva, and therefore she becomes Asashim, and that's over here. So, if... so that's the two Tanaim, and there's the Machloikis. So you could say, Hanicha, if you want to say that he's holding like this, Rabbi Yirmiyah, okay, that's the Stira, and therefore he's holding over here, you know, like the Tan over here, that it's only if he's Megarish first, and then Chana marries Reuven, but not that they're living together, because Nisuin is Mapilim. Then very good. Then when it says Zoe Shamru, what is it coming to exclude? To exclude the case of the first Mishnah Mesaka, which he didn't hold by, that is going to exclude, but if Reuven actually marries Chana and only afterwards divorces Leah, then that's us. So that's the Zoe She'amru, and that's what we can say, Rav Nachman held, Hanich. Okay, let's see Rashi. Hanicha Yisavala, like the fourth skinny line down, so in Rashi. Hanicha Yisavala Rav Nachman, like Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Marvat, the Perakama, the ki ramina, when we had the stira, right? Hamas nisin de zugi, the mimai kanas ulibasof girish, ahi, the ktani vikulanim nisgarshu, and the sarasim utar. The first Mishnah, we had the stira. But afal gav the kanas ulibasof girish, even after he married already, kind of only after his megarish, still it's mutar, vama rabbi yirmiya, tavra vikule. So, and the rabbi yirmiya answered it, that two different tanaim, etc. Okay, so that's that we explained. However, continues the Gemara. Ella, I savar la kirava, the amar shelol that laolam chad tanahu, vizu bein sarichol lemarzuk is the. That's how you have to understand the stira. Vizu bein sarichol zuk tani, then lemeute mai. Al korchak must be therefore karebi yirmiyah sfirlit, meaning. Rava explained, answered the stira between the two mishnas in a different way. He said that it's not two tanas. That, and he leaves it as a stira. No, he says it's zuvein sarich lozomar zukta. It's only with one tana, but it's enachanami that the like we saw in the first mishnah. Even if he already married Chana, he did yibum, and only afterwards the divorce. That's then she's mutter. So how do we understand this Mishnah? We say, no, this Mishnah is telling us that Zubin Yisrael, not only that, surely this case. In other words, if he can even marry he can even marry Chana when Leah, you know, he's still married to Leah, and only after his divorce, and she's not a Tzaras Zereva. Ain Tzarich Lomar, of course, over here where he first divorced Leah and then took in Chana, surely she's not a Tzaras Zereva. Okay, so that's how you have to understand it. Zub Ain Tzarich Lomar Zub. Okay, so if we want to say the Rav Nachman held like this, so then we got a problem though, because it comes out that everything's mutter, right? It's mutter if, in the case of course, if our case over here, right, where he first divorced Leah and then married Chana, it's even mutter, even more extreme case, even the case where he actually first took in Chana and only afterwards divorced Leah, even that's mutter, even though they were at one point Tzaras Zereva. So there's nothing Zui Samu, what is it coming to exclude? There is one other option, which I'll mention now because that's going to come in. There is only one other option, but that's not an option. And that is, maybe Zui Shamru is coming to exclude the case where there's no Gershon. That is, that Levi dies first. Chana then falls to Reuven and Shimon. So now there's Ezekiah here. And then afterwards, Reuven dies. In other words, Levi dies first, Chana falls, she's a skuka, and then no Gerishin, and then Reuven dies. So here we have, we spoke about yesterday, where Chana becomes a Saras Achus Ishka be skuka, right, with Leah, because she was zakuk to Reuven, etc. And at this point, and he was married to Leah, so she was akut kukasa with Ezekiah. And maybe then afterwards, after Reuven dies, then she can't marry Shimon. Maybe it's coming to this guy, that can't be. Why? Because we are going with in Rav Nachman. And we said, Rav Nachman, she did, there's no Zika, even with one ach, he's owned by Zika. So that's not an option to say, oh, that's what's up. He's not us. There's no Zkuka. He doesn't own by Zika. So therefore, there's no case where we have Zui Sheamru that's up. If Rav Nachman again is holding like Rava. Rava held it, all the cases are mutter. Right? Even if he marries her afterwards, Reuven marries Khan afterwards, even that's mutter. And there's no Zkuka, there's no Zika. There's no case that is us. And therefore, he can't, therefore, as it says, it must be, Al Korachach, Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yirmiyah, like we said before, held like Rabbi Yirmiyah, Ein Echanami, that there's a stira, and we leave it like that, and this Tana held differently the first Tana held that it's mutter, even if it's first Kana, it's not Korachach Girish, and this Tana is holding not that way, that would be Asr, and therefore, that's the Zui Shem, that's the case that's Asr, if he first marries her, and only afterwards he divorces Leah. I'm sorry? Which Mishnah? Our Mishnah here, yeah. What? No, because when it says Zui Shamru means this case of Girish and not when it's not Girish. I mean, that's the. Okay. Let's see Rashi on this. Eli Savarla Kirava. However, from Nachman held like Rava. Dezovein Sarichu Mazuk Tani. So Alma Kanas Ulavisov Gire Sharya. So therefore, the first Mishnah in the Masechet that he married Chana and only afterwards divorced Leah, and that's Mutter even. So Filu Latana Dahacha, and then our time we want to say also held like that. And it says Zuvein Tzarich Lomar Zu and Vizogi Lav Lemute Atzer. So then the Zu below is not coming to exclude the case of Kanas Achar Gire, because that's even also Mutter. So therefore, we have a problem. Zohi lemutimai. There's nothing for Zohi to tell me this, and as opposed to this, which is aser. There's nothing aser. Why? Says Rashi. Because e lemute meitachi v'charka girish ishto. Because if you want to say it's to exclude when first Levi dies, and then afterwards he was the Reuven was megarish his wife, then Reuven was divorced his wife Leah, and then he was Kanes, his Yevamto, Hashta, of course that's mutter. Why? Because Hashta kanas v'charka kirish are. Everything we're saying that even in what was said in the first Mishnah he held is mutter. That even he marries Chana and still lays around only afterwards divorces. That's mutter even when they were together even as wives. So of course kirish v'charka kanas mibaya. Certainly, and that's the same tzurichim azur. They're both they're mutter. So all that's mutter. So what's left? The ilim ute meis nasui nachris v'lo kirish balachos isha ishto. That's what we said. Elamai will say, okay, let's take a different approach. There may be the case that is asur, where there's no gerushin. This Levi dies, and Chana falls. He's falling now to Reuven, okay? And Reuven didn't divorce his wife, so Leah's still around, okay? Umeis, and then Reuven dies. Asura nachris levi ume, and now we're going to asur maybe Chana from marrying Shimon. Why? Mishum Havai Tzara Bezika, we said, because she was, when Levi died, she was Zakuk to Reuven, and then she was a Tzara Bezika to Leah. Lezush and Aflalachsham, right, Beod Balachai, Vare Lo Nitkasha, and again, he never Megarish, Reuven never Megarish Leah. Ubashas Misa Tzara Sain, and therefore when Reuven died, they're Tzaras, because she was Zakuk to him at the time before he died. Ubashas Misa Tzara Sain, Ubaha Modi Rava. Maybe that's the case where Rava would say that is Asr. But that can't be. Why? As we said, Hala Rav Nachman, Leika Lememarach, you can't say that with Rav Nachman. Daha Ein Zika Svirle. Because Shita of Rav Nachman is Ein Zika. So you can't say that would be the case with Asr. He doesn't know there's no Zika Bakal with Shita To. The Hilkach, Al Korchach, Karebi Yirmiya Svirle. Therefore, if nothing else left to say, he has to be holding like Rav Yirmiya. And therefore the zoo had to exclude why what K has to be to exclude the case of the first Mishnah that if he was first Kohenes and afterwards Girish, that that's what's us. The Amar Nesuin Mapilim, the High Shaita Tsar Servani. Okay. So we just have one last step to go. So that's fine. So we explain Rav Nachman, well Zain Zika, the Mishnah over here is coming to exclude the case of if he first, Reuven first marries Chana only afterwards divorced Leah, that's the case which is Aser, and that's the Zui Shamru, and everything is good. Okay, finally, Ula Rava. So, Ula Rava. So, Zu, Hanicha, excuse me, Ula Rava Hanicha, Yisavar La Karabi Ashi. So there we could say Zuhi is Lemute Meis below Gerish. Ba'ad Eli'i Savala Kerav Nachman, then Zuhi Lemute Mar. So therefore Al Korchach Kerav Ashi Sphirle. So now we're basically going to say just the flip side now. Okay? Now Rava, his Shita was, if you remember, that how did he answer the Mishnahs? He answered Zuhi and Tzorich Lamar Zuh. Meaning, there's one Tan over here, and Achanami. Even in the case where Reuven was Konis Chana first, and only afterwards was Megarish Leah, so they were, you know, sister-wise, co-wives at the time, and then only afterwards divorced. Even then, she's Chana Zen Mutter to Shimon. Kol Shekain, surely in the case of Ark over here, where first he was Megarish, and then he was Konis Chana. That's Ein Tzarich Lomar, that's for sure. So, what's the case of Zoe Shammah? Where are you going to have a case that is Aser? Right? Everything's Mutter. So, fine. L'Rava Hanicha, if he held like Ravashi. Ravashi, if you remember, in our Gemara from yesterday, he was the one that commented on our Mishnah, and he held Yesh Zika, even with two brothers. Right? Even if it's not earmarked only to one, and even two brothers is Yesh Zika. Ravashi held Yesh Zika. Ah, so now, Ravu holds that all these cases are mutter, even in the case of he marries her and only afterwards his character, all mutter. So what's Zuhi to exclude? What case is Aser? So it's Hanicha if he's holding like Rav Ashi. Because that would mean that Rav held that there is Zika. If you hold that there is Zika, so then you can go back to the other case without the Gerishin. That's your Aser case. That first Levi dies, kind of falls, there's a Zika there. And that creates her to be a Tzara Sereva Deleah, just because of the Zika. Because if we're holding like Ravashi, Yesh Zika. And then afterwards, Reuven dies. Again, no Gerish, and Reuven dies, and therefore, Chana is asked to now to Shimon because it is a Zika of the and a Tzaras Erev of the Achos Isha with Zika. That's fine. So now, if Rav is holding like Rav Ashi, that there is Zika, so then you could explain to Zoe that's what's coming to do. That's the case that's Aser, the case without the Gerishim. And that's the Rava, right? Hanicha, he holds like Rav Ashi, Zoe Lemutek, we said, Mesa Lo Gerish. But Eli, Kasava Rav Nachman, because if he held like Einachanami, like of Nachman, that there is no Zika, so then Einachanami, his Zoe Lemutemad, is nothing to Mute. Every single case is Mutter. His Mutter, if he's even first, even there. Surely, if he's Kones after he's Megarish. And if there's no Zika, then there's no case of without the Gerishin, it's also not, and there's no case of Safa. So therefore, it must be that he's holding like Rav Ashi, Al Korcha Rav Ashi, Sfirale. Rav must be holding like Rav Ashi. Okay, let's finish up the Rashis now. Well, the Rava, Damar Misa Mapelas. So according to the sheet of Rava that he held, that we're saying that no steer in the Mishnah because it's the same Tana and it's Zuvain Circle Muzu. Therefore, he held that Misa Mapelas. We look at the matzav when Reuven dies. If he's no longer married to Leah anymore, Chana's fine, even if Chana's first. Right? Amar Misa Mapelas, but Chana Fakakigir is even that's Mutter. So good. So Anicha Yisavar Lakravashi, the Yeshika. So if he's like, then we have an explanation what the zoo is coming to Lemute. So we have the case of Zika, so it can be the case with when there was without the Gerishin, just with the Zika. So Zoe Lemute, Mace, below Gerish, out the Gerishin. Below Diyek, Elimas Nisa, Karavashi, and we're not going to make the Diyuk that Ravashi made. The Amar that he says, Ha Mash Mahamase, Vacharka Gerish Asura. No, the Rava Misa Mapelas. Svirale became in the Girish Arya. Because he doesn't know by that deal, because Lamaisa, and that's not true. Even if Ruve marries Zachana, and only afterwards divorces Leah, even still he's a mutter. He doesn't know by that deal that we had of Ravashi. Ella Haki Diyek. And therefore, how what's the deal that you have to make? What's the Zui Shomer? Ella Haki Diyek. Taima, the Girish, the Bishas Misa, Lav Tsarasahi. That the reason is that he was Megares. Therefore, the Bishas Misa Lav Tzarei. Because we look at Misa Mapelas, we look at the time of Misa, and if at the time of Misa he's not longer married to Leah, then Chana is okay to the evil. So that's the Lav Tzarei. So Zogi the Nachri. So that's when it's Mutter. So what's the as opposed to Aval Meis Sheni Zeh Achar Rishon Vilogi Reish Es Ishto. If Reuven died after Levi died first, Chana fell, and Reuven didn't megarish the wife, okay, but Logi Reshidi so, there's only Zika. But Filu Lokanas as a Nachris, and he didn't marry Chana either. There was just a Zika there, Asura. Then, if Reuven died, even though he never married Chana, but just because of the Zika, and the Zika to his wife Leah was a Zika, and therefore, and to his wife Leah, they were co-wives, so that's enough. To us or later, the Hava Saras Achosisha Bezika, the Filu Bishas Misa, the Kaven the Yezika. Again, since we're holding like the Ravashi, there is Zika. Havikeilu Ba Af Mikoach Sheni. So if he's coming from the Koach Sheni, also, and therefore from Reuven, and therefore she's Aser to Shimon. So therefore, then that's fine. So if he's holding like Ravashi, there is Zika. We can explain what the Zui Shamru is. What's Mutter is all the cases when he was Megarish. And the case where there's Aser, and when it's not a case of Gerishin, when there's a case of Zika, because he holds like Rav Ashi that there is Zika, so that could be the case which is Aser. And Rashi just asked a question at the end. Vim Tomar, Hoyel Vizika Chashiva, Liyot Alea Koach Hasheni. So he says, you might ask, well, Lemaisa, if we're holding there is Zika. So when Levi dies, so Chana is Zakuk, to Reuven, and as a result, there's Saras Erva Talea through Zika. So, Havia Ashes, Shtei Metim. So he says, but wait a second. So, Lechor, anyways, is a she's Aser. Why? Because she's the Yavam of Tumesim, right? She was first married to, Kana was married to Leah, to Levi. Levi dies, okay? So she's the wife of Levi, okay? But now, when she was Zakuk, to Reuven, now that her husband died, and then Reuven died, so now that's, if we're saying Zika, it's like she was married to Reuven, and now she carries the she's a Yavama of like two brothers, from Levi and then from Reuven. And we know, as he says, the Malav Yisr Dachayas, Nami Yisira. So Shimon cannot marry her, because anyways, because you can't marry a woman that has the, she's the Yavama from two brothers. So why do you have to come on to the fact that, oh, Zika's, there's a Zika, and therefore she's the sister, she's the Tzara of the sister. You don't have to come on to the Tzara of the sister. Anyways, she's Asa the Shimon, because she's the Yavama from two brothers. So he says that, and that's not a question. He says, Lohi, that's not the problem here. Why? The Zika's, Shnei Yavamim, Dasira Leisim in the Raisa. First of all, that idea that if she's the Zika from the two brothers, that's only that's not the Raisa. This whole idea, but Lo Gazi Rabbanan Ella the Hecha the Avad B'Maimer, and it's only the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan only made that Gzera in a case, let's say in our case, when the Levi died and Chana was Zakuk, and then Ruve did Maimer on her. So then, and only then, do we say that she has the Sisakra from two of them. Then Gzera, because there was a Gzera, Shema Yamru, Shnei Yavamos, Habaos, Mibay Sechad, Mis Yavmos, because then if she actually did Maimur, it looks like she was actually married to Reuven also. And then it was a Gzera, because of people might think that two Yavamos coming from one house, in other words, that even though this is from two houses, but a person might make a mistake to think that if there's two Yavamas falling, that he can do Yavam on both of them. We don't want people to make that mistake, and therefore, but that's only if, again, if this Chana in our case would have done Maimer with Reuven, but there's no Maimer here in our case, and therefore there's no Issa there of the two brothers. Say, last Rashi, Ela, Yis, Savar, Lach, Rav Nachman. However, if Rava held like Rav Nachman, the Ein Zika, even that case is mutter because ain't Zika when there's no Gershon. Vashar, yes, is Zohi, Lemute Mais. So now we have Zohi, is nothing to mute. Every single thing is mutter. From the most extreme case, when she, with the Gershon, when he actually was Konis first and then Megarish, surely if he's Megarish first and then Konis, and even in the case of when Levi dies because there's no Zika, every single case is mutter. So then what's Zohi coming Lemute? Zohi Lemute Mais. Hakul Husharian, they're all mutter. A bar, there only is one case that is aser, and that is except for mikanas velogiresh. That is aser. Okay, then that would be when Levi dies, Chana falls to Reuven. Reuven marries Chana and doesn't megarish Leah. But that you don't have to tell me zui sheyamru, because pshita the habehedya tanina la velo asa zohi limute, because that's a pasha the case that we learned. That's an obvious case. That's the Sisaras Erva, and therefore the Sisaras Erva, she's mutter. That you don't have to, teach me. That's an obvious case which we learned before, and therefore there's nothing else to be mind.
Okay, we're on Lamed on the base of the Mishnah. The Kulan, Shayubahen Kedushin, or Gerishin Besafek. So back to the Mishnah, the beginning of the Maseches, the Chamesh Esrei Arayas. And so normally you have the Arayas is false to the brother. There's no, of course, Yibum or Chalitz or anything, and it passes the Tzara. However, if the Erva was, there was a suffix Gerishin or Kedushin, so then since it was a suffix Gerishin or Kedushin, if it was a good Gerishin or Kedushin, then it's regular. The Erva is, regular is married to the Erva, merely the Tzara is Pater, but if it wasn't a good Kedushin, means he's not married to the Erva, the brother's not married to the Erva, Mela, the Tzara would have to do Yibum or Chalitza. So here we have a suffix. So in the case of a suffix, we ask the Tzara to do Chalitza, not Yibum. Case of Safek Kedushin, says the Mishnah, what will be a case of Safek Kedushin? So it's talking about a case where there would be in the Rishus HaRabim, then the person in the Rishus HaRabim has four Amas to himself. And there's the husband and wife, or potential husband and wife, are standing eight Amas exactly apart. And then he throws the Kesef Kedushin to her and towards her Rishus. So if it goes in within her Dalad Amas, then it's Kedushin. If it doesn't reach it, stays in his Dalad Amas, it's not a Kedushin. And we have a Safik. Zara Kla Kedushin, Safik Karavlo, Safik Karavla, Zeu Safik Kedushin. What about Safik Gerishin? What's the case of Safik Gerishin? So Kasav Bichzav Yado. He writes the get with his own handwriting. Ve'ein alav edim, but there's no chatima of edim. Or another example, yesh alav edim, ve'ein zman, ve'ein bo zman, that there is edim on a get, but he didn't write the zman of the get, the time when it was written. Yesh bo zman, ve'ein bo ela ed echad. There was zman, but there was only one ed that was signed on it. And then he was begarsh with that get. That's called a zeul safik gerishin. Okay, let's look at Rashi. So the kulan, the Chamesh Esrei Arayas, Shehayu Behem Lachiv Hametz, Kiddushay Safik or Gerushay Safik. Havya Tsarasa Safik Tsaras Erva. Because if it was a, let's say, good Kiddushin, then she's a Tsaras Erva. If it wasn't a good Kiddushin, then the Tsar is not a Tsaras Erva. So she's a Safik Tsaras Erva, Dilma Igrisha Erva, and because maybe it's a good Gerushin, Mimela, she's not a Tsaras Erva. Well, the Gabi Kedushin, Dil Malom Miskatsha. Maybe there was not a good Kedushin over there. Maybe she's not a Tsaras Erva. Hare Elut, Tsaras is Rashi, Choltzos. So, what's the din in this case of the Safik? These Tsaras have to do Chalitza. Below Miftaran, below Klum. We don't just let her out without doing anything. Dil Malav, Tsaras Erva. Because she'd only be let free if she's in fact a Tsaras Erva. So, Mela, the Erva is Mutter Lashoka. Maybe she, Mela, she would. However, we don't know if it's a Tsaras Erva or not, because of the Safik of the Kedushin or Gershin. In Mela, else the Safik, we ask her to do Chalitza. But lo misyamos, says Rashi, because Dilma Tsaras Erva. We don't let her do Yibum, because maybe she really is a Tsaras Erva, and you can't do Yibum, and just to go out. Okay, Safik Karavlo. So Rashi gives us the introduction again. Shayu Shmona Amos Mitzum Samos Beneim Bereshis Arabim. They were exactly 8 Amos apart in Shus Arabim. V'dalad Amos Kono Sham. We know that 4 Amos are Kona for a person in Shus Arabim. V'zarku Safek B'dalad Amos Hakarov La. V'safek B'dalad Amos Hakarov La. And we're not sure where it went. It was in his Dalad Amos. Didn't reach her or did reach her. Okay, then the Safek Gerishin. Kasav Bichsav Yado. The Kaimalan. In Baba Basra, that Hotzi Alav Ksav Yado Shehu Chayav Lo, not a case of get, but in a case of a loan. Right? So let's say he writes in his own handwriting, an IOU, you know, I'm Chayav to you money. Go v'minichasim v'neichorin, so that has strength to collect with that petek, right? From nechasim, or not from meshubadim, but at least from b'neichorin. So Alma Ksav Yado below Eidim Milsehi. So it's not like it's nothing, you know, it's a worthless piece of paper. No, since it was the Ksav Yado, we see from there it has a certain koach, and therefore also here it has koach in the get as well. Yesh alav eidim ve'ein bo zman. There were eidim, but he didn't write the zman. Ein bo zman katuv. Or, sheyesh bo zman ve'ein bo ela eid echad. Or, there's only was missing one eid. Ve'ein o Ksav Yado shel baal, it's not Ksav Yado. So zeh safik gershin, the amrina meseches gittin, that gimel gittin psulin v'im nises havlad kasher. That there's 3 gittin which are lichachila, we don't use them, they're pasol. But b'di'evid, if one used them, and then the wife, you know, divorced wife went out and got married or whatever and had a child, they're not mamzerim. So we see, therefore, that they're midiraisa, they're obviously good gittin, or else the kid would be a mamzer. So ve'elu hein ksav b'ksav yado v'chule. So hachanami chotzos l'tzarasa kevan de gittahu. Right. So therefore, that's why you must do. You do chalitza on the tzara. Why kevan de gittahu? Since it really is a good get, and therefore she's not tzaras erva. Doesn't really mean the right. So it's a good get. So she therefore. The erva was divorced, and therefore the tzara is not a tzara's erva. She really has to do yibum or chalitza now on the brother, and therefore that's why we ask to do chalitza. The imne says a vlad kasher, because again, because midah writes it's okay. The raya being that the vlad is kasher. And velo misyavmos though kevan delav gitam al yehi. who, since it's not a great get, there's no lichakil, we do not like to use this get. Therefore, we don't let her go. I could ask you do yibu, and therefore we say she's do chalitza because it's a mikre lehu pasul lichakila. Like we said, lichakila pasul hilkach yishar islay. Therefore, if we're going to dimati her even to do yibu, so then amri inchi the tzaras erva misya bemes. And then people are going to think that that the tzaras erva you can do yibu one. The Gemara, by Amaylo Naket Nami Begirshin Safik Karavlo. So the Gemara is going to ask right away. First question is: we gave the example of Safik Kedushin. They're standing, you know, 8 hours away. He throws it Safik Karavlo. You could say the exact same case by the Gershin, right? They're standing 8 hours away, and he throws the getter Safik Karavlo. Did they get reacher? They're not. You can give these. Why do we give these other examples of Safik Gershin with these? These a different type of suling. Why not just say the same thing we did about the Gemara Kedushin? Okay, so that's see that right now. We're asked the Ilu Begirishin Safikar of Law, Safikar of Law, Loktani, my timer. One question: why didn't we just give the same case? Throws the get. Not sure if it reached or not. So Gemara answers: Amarava Ishazu Becheskes Heter Lashuko Medes. Misafek ataba laostra, al tasrenu misafek. So the reason is because right now at this point, okay, before he throws the get, let's say at this point he's married to this woman, and therefore the other wife, the tzara serva, is an authentic tzara serva, 100%, right? To the extent that the proof being that if, let's say, now the husband would die right now, before he threw any get to the herb or whatever, die right now, they're both mutilashuk, right? Because they're tzaras, she's the herb and he's a tzaras herb and finished, nothing to discuss, clearly. Okay? So that's the matzav right now. So she's called having a cheska, chazaka, cheskas mutilashuk. Okay? And now we throw the get. And maybe it is a kedusha, maybe not. A gerushin, excuse me, maybe not. So, and again, if it would be a gerushin, oh, now she's not the tzar serva anymore. Now she has to. Okay, but we don't take her out of a chazaka of being mutar l'shuk. Else the safek, maybe the get reached or not. So we leave her else the chazaka that she's mutar l'shuk and finish. Not going to take it out of because of the safek, and that's why we don't. That's why that case is not mentioned. Next question is obvious. So Amar Le Abaye, if that's the case, Ihachi b'kedushin nami. So you can say the same svara by the kedushin. Why are we giving the case of kedushin? He throws the kedushin money, and maybe he reached or not. You can say the same thing. Neima ishazu because kasetu liyavam amedes. It's the opposite, right? If the kedushin is a good kedushin, okay, then she's a tzara serva. But right now, she's not a tzaras erva. She's just the wife of the guy. If it's a good kedushin, she becomes now. If the kedushin on the erva is good, so then she becomes a tzaras erva. But right now, at this present time, she's not a tzaras erva. She's cheskas of being mutter if their husband dies to the brother, to do yibum chalitza whatever. That's her matzav right now. That's her chazaka. It's just that maybe there is a kedushin not on the sister or whatever on the erva. And then she becomes a tzaras erva. But again, we can say the same thing. Also, safek, we're not going to make her into become a tzaras erva. Okay, name is Isha Zu also. Because it's heter liyavam or meret. I mean, safek, tabal ostra. Why don't we say the same thing? So the Gemara answers, you're right, but lechumra. This is lechumra. Okay, which we're going to have to obviously see, and then the Gemara is going to ask later on. Back to the other case, you can say the same thing. Why don't we? Weren't we just machmir also by the case of the gerushin also? Why don't we say it and just say it's a chum and be machmir? Okay, but right now stick with what we have. So we're saying that in a chanami, it really she has a cheskas heter to the at this point to the brother to the yam whatever, and but we're still going to make her do chalitza. We're not going to ask her to write me safek. No, we are asking her misafik. That's all chumra. To ask her on the yavan, every yavan that she can't do yibum, and she has to do chalitz. Are we going to ask her to do to do yibum, even though she should be able to do yibum also because of her chazaka? But we're asking her on the yibum, just also chumra, and ask her to only do chalitz. Okay. Says let's look at the Rashi first a little bit. On the Gemara. Okay, Beilu Beilu Begirishin Safek Karov Kas La Safek Karov Lo Loktani. The Hasam Afilu Chalitza Nami Lo Bay Sarasa. Okay, there it's Mashma. We didn't say that case. It's Mashma. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do Chalitza. Nothing in such a case. My time. Why not? Amarava Ishazu Becheskas Hetu Lashuko Medes. So Kodem Lachen. So that the Matzav right now. They're both married to this guy, and the Erva and she, and therefore she's the Tzaras Erva, and Mutu L'Shuk. So therefore, Im Yamut Ba'alav, for example, Sharei Tzaras Erva, her husband dies right now, for sure she'd be Mutu. That's her Chazaka right now of being Mutu L'Shuk, because she's married to, she's a Tzaras Erva. Umisafek Atabalo Osrael, Shema Nizkar Erva, just think maybe, on the maybe, that maybe it's a good Gershon, no, on the Chazaka that. I'll test for enemy suffet of Abahana Gimel Gittin, but in the case of that's why we didn't say the case of the with the get throwing a karov karov. Okay, fine. But what about the cases we do have in the Mishnah? We did bring cases of suffet gerus in the Mishnah, but here it just doesn't apply. This, you know, why should we ask her misafek? Why Abahana Gimel Gittin love misafek asrin and la, because. We are not, the reason why in the cases in the Mishnah with these three gittin that were given in the Mishnah, written by his hand, not without edim, etc., etc., the reason why we're asking there is not because of suffix, the ha-gitu, because we said, midaraisa, it's a good git. Ella, she'ain mina mufkar. Right? It was just not a good get, mina mufkar, but it really is a good get. Okay? So really, she, in midaraisa, is divorced. And therefore, the tzara is not really a tzara tzareva, in the cases we gave in the Mishnah, because Mida writes it is a good get, she's divorced, she's not really a tzara tzareva, etc. So therefore, there, that's not the sin. Okay, so the Gemara asked, Akadushin Nami, Amaya Srina Laliyavumi. So in the case that we can ask the same question, Rashi says, by the case of Kedushin also, right? Why are we asking her to do Yibu? She should be able to do yibum because she has a chazaka. She should be able to do not only chalit, she should be able to do yibum also. Right? V'leiman say isha zu kodem shekidesh bala es batachiv. She gives the example of batachiv as the erva. Becheskes heter li yibum emedes. That as things stand right now, you know, before he threw this or gave this, you know, this kedushin to this woman, she's a tsar, not a tsar erva, and mutter to the brother in the event of death and for even yibum. That's her chazaka. So why we can say the same thing? So misafik that maybe it happened to be a good kedushin, and because of that we're going to ask her to do yibum. Why should we do that? So then where it says here it's a chumra. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara asks on that. It says I high chumra is not a great chumra. Why? Because it's a chumra da asili de kulahu. It's not a good idea to here in the case of kedushin, okay? So because again, really, she should be mutter completely to the brother. You know, she's not a tzaras erva, but we'll be machmir and not let her do yibum, be machmir and just to do chalitza, okay? But that's a kumra that can lead to a kula. How so? Because zimnin azilhu. Umekadesh la'achota. Because this husband, right, that was mekadesh this woman besafek, he said, right, he threw it through whatever, and it was besafek. It could be that he might go along ahead and mekadesh the sister of the one that he was mekadesh besafek. Okay, go ahead and give and be kedushivada, not throwing it through with a mamash, give me a harei mekudeshesli to this woman's sister. Okay, umekadesh la ledida. Another example, inami, could be, let's say, he'll come along, zimni da aser acher, somebody else will come along, and mekadesh la ledida, So another scenario could be that again this husband throws this the money to the thing safek kedushin, but then somebody else from the outside will come along and go up to that same woman and give vada kedushin. Okay, kedushin vada. The kevan the asar lamar letar liyabume. Now since we had this chumra. And we're gonna say that the tzara is no yibu, okay? That's it. That was our chumra. Has to chalitza is no yibu. So once we're saying there's no yibu, so people are gonna think, oh, no yibu. What does that mean? That means that she's a tzara serva. Because when is there no yibu? Don't from the on the tzara. Only if she was a tzara serva. So if she was a tzara serva, what does that tell us? That the other woman, the erva, okay, was the kedushin of the erva was a good kedushin, because she wouldn't be a tzara's erva if the erva wasn't it was not a good kedushin. So people say, oh, she's asked her to do yibum. Says, oh, I guess that's because she's a tzara's erva, meaning this safek kedushin was not such a tzara, it was really a good kedushin, and that's why she's a tzara's erva. And then people say, oh, okay, so the kedushin that came afterwards is nothing, right? Because he was really married to the Arab, 100%, and therefore, in either of the two cases, either he himself marries a sister, it's meaningless, he's already married to this sister, and he can't marry two sisters, so the second thing is nothing. So, it's nothing. Or in the case of he himself, is Mekadosh or Vadai afterwards, they'll say, nah, it's nothing, because she's already married to him once, it's meaningless giving Kiddush again or whatever, right? Some other guy comes and gives her a kedushin. We said, it's nothing when this other guy gave her a kedushin. He's already married. Okay, but it's not so, because it was really a suffing. So it's dangerous, because by this saying, okay, well, bimi machmer, and say, don't do yibum, that's dangerous, because people think that she's really a tzara zerva, he was really married to the erva, and then these other cases, they're matir, these women, which are, people think, they're not, there's no kedushin there, but there really maybe was. So that's the became an asar la mar letzar liyabume. So Amri, the kama kedushin. People think that the first one really was a kedushin. That's why we're not letting him do yibum, which is the tzara serva. Ubasra lav kedushin, and the second one's not a kedushin, and that's very dangerous. Okay, let's see Rashi on that. Kuparchinan, hai chumra daatile dekulu. He said it's a chumra kalito kula da azil hai mekadesh besafek. Okay, so then it's inami, or you have another case, somebody else comes to the outside, gives her lach mekudesh b'kedushay safek as well, gives her a kedusha. So kedushay vadai b'chayi bala, while the husband still lies, something gives the kedusha, that's kedushay vadai. The kevan the kaasar mar letarasa liyavume. Now since we are asering the tzara to do yibum, okay, laviya shelzu mishum tzara sabas, because we're saying we're being machmir. So amri people in shia, people are going to say kedusha kame vane have a kedusha. Gemara says, hey, why are we she can't do yibum? Oh, I guess because she's a tzara zerva. I guess the first kedusha wasn't a good kedusha. People will say, and ubasra lakin, and what came after was not. She'eshes ish kidesh ve'enes tzrichay menu get, because if the first one was 100% good kedushin, so they'll think the second one is nothing, because you can't mekadesh she's already mekudesh the first one, and then the second one is nothing, people think, and then she doesn't need a get or anything, which is not true necessarily, because maybe it wasn't a good kedushin and he's married to the other one. Ulegabe kedushi achosa, and then the other case that we gave about marrying here that after he throws kedushin to this one, then he to the sister, okay, he gives the vadai kedushin. Also namida amran de azil hu mekadesh lachota atula meimar. People will say lachar mitaso, that after he dies, that ki asrin letzar libiume amri kedusha kamayis the kedushin the basrai salaf kedushin, same thing. And then what happens? He didn't marry the sister also with a vadai. He said, okay, married this erva he did with a suffix. Then he married the sister of this erva, we said, with a vadai kedushin. And then the husband dies. Okay? So then people are going to say, why can't the tzara do nibum over here? Oh, I guess she's a tzara's erva. Okay, meaning the suffix one was not really suffix, people think, and therefore the sister now that he also is mekadeshet, they'll think that's nothing, and therefore she'in kedushin tovstein right ba'achos isha, so the second one people think was nothing, that he was really married to the first one, and then v'se'enu achiv me'imo kenachris be'almo paga be'erva. And then what's going to happen? So he dies, so he leaves these three wives. And people will think that she's nothing, and not married to the, you know, wasn't a good kedusha to her, and then she'll go and marry, says the it's a little complicated case, but I ask her right where she has to say all of this, but marry the brother of this guy that died, but not the brother from the father, but the brother from the mother, they're sharing the same mother, and that would be considered an erva, because he's not allowed to because it's still the brother, and it's not als yibum, and therefore it would be pogea be'erva, and that might happen because they think that there was no kedushin there. Okay, so we have our problem now. We said that's very nice. You want to be with this Kedushin case, you want to be Machmir, but it can lead to a Kula. The Gemara answers, returning to Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, Kevan de Kamitrachas Chalitza Mede Yadai de Chum Rabbi Almahu. So they don't have to worry. Because after all, what are we saying? That's true. We're saying that the Sara can't do Yibum. Okay? But if she was mamish at Sarah's erva, right? We wouldn't tell her to do chalitza either. She'd be free. Right? She's Sarah's erva, and she's put it to the shuk. So the fact that we're telling her you can't do you, but we said you have to do chalitza. So she's obviously not clearly Sarah's erva. Sarah's erva doesn't have to do chalitza. Doesn't do anything. She's free. But the fact that we're making her do chalitza, people will then know right away that this is only a chumrah. Because if it was not just the chumrah, she would be free completely. Wouldn't have to do chalitza either. Okay, so Rashi came in the mitzvah chalitza letzara made a yaday. People know the kedusha, the basachiv is love kedusha. They'll understand that the kedusha of this erva is not basachiv is love kedusha. V'hai the law mitzvah emes tarasa chumrah biyamah. People see, oh, no yibah. That must just be a chumrah, because otherwise she'd be free completely.